My name is Peter. Actually, my name was Simon before my Lord and friend changed my name. But I'll talk more about that later. I'd like to tell you about an encounter that happened to me while I was with Jesus one day. Jesus decided that he was going to take myself and the sons of thunder, James and John, and we went up to the mountain. And Jesus wanted to spend some time in prayer. Now, I always loved being around Jesus when he prayed, because there was something special. There was such something awesome about the way that he would bow his head and pray before our God. There was a peacefulness and a serenity that would surround him. And I always enjoyed being with him while he prayed, and I loved watching him pray. As was the case a lot of times when I was praying with Jesus, I was also filled with peace myself and a lot of joy. And this particular day when we went up to the mountain to pray, I might have started to fall asleep a little bit. But then something really awesome happened. Then all of a sudden, Moses and Elijah appeared and Jesus changed. I'm not talking about just, something different. He changed. His face was glorious. His clothes became sparkling white. It was awesome. And so as I sat there, engrossed in the moment, I couldn't believe what I was witnessing. And so I said, "Master, it's awesome. This is great that we're here. Why don't we set up camp? We can put up three tents. You can have one. Moses can have one. Elijah can have one." Well, seems like I didn't know what I was doing, because at that moment, a cloud appeared, and I was scared. The next thing I knew, Jesus was standing there by himself, and Moses and Elijah were gone, and this voice came from heaven. "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." My friends, I have no doubt that was the voice of God calling out to us, to the whole world, that this is Jesus. This is God's Son. That moment we call the Transfiguration. Jesus was changed, but he was not the only one who was changed. James and myself and John, we were changed too, because we had seen something that no one else had ever seen. And we knew that what was happening there was something glorious. Now, when Moses and Elijah appeared to Jesus, kind of in my sleepy state, I heard him saying something about Jesus needing to go to Jerusalem and him needing to die. And that puzzled me. It scared me. Maybe that's why I called out, "Master, let's stay here." Because it was such a special moment, such a special place. But what I learned looking back on that moment is that we were not called just to stay in that moment. We were called to come down from the mountain, to go back into the world, and it was not at that time that we were going to experience heaven. That moment for James and John and myself is we got a glimpse of what heaven's going to be like. We got a glimpse of the glory of God and the peacefulness that came over us and the change that was going on around us, but we were not meant at that moment to go to heaven. I think that's why Moses and Elijah disappeared, or the voice of God came echoing into our ears, because we knew we had to go back down the mountain. Some of us have had these encounters before where we've been on retreat or we've been praying with Jesus and we've been changed. But we know that we're not meant to stay in prayer forever, that we have a life to live and we have a world that we're to go out and proclaim. At the end of Mass, priest or deacon says, "Go in peace." That means it's time for us to take Jesus that we've encountered into the world. We're not meant to stay on the top of the mountain forever. We're meant to come down and to share the love of Jesus with the world. But the Transfiguration was a powerful moment for myself and James and John, because we knew that we were getting a glimpse of heaven. And my friends, it is awesome. We're called by our Lord to live our lives in a way that we can all experience that moment of the Transfiguration, when the glory of God is made manifest to us and we're changed. That's what it means. That's what it meant to me. to be with Jesus on the day of his transfiguration, to be changed. Speaking of changing, I mentioned that my name used to be Simon and now it's Peter. Well, see, Jesus changed my name, as he often does with people that he makes promises with and covenants. And he changed my name from Simon to Peter because he said, "Peter, you're the rock upon which I will build my church." That's what Peter means, Cephas, the rock. Now, my friends, I was the first pope, and I have to say, being a pope is hard, hard work. A lot of pressure, a lot of responsibility. And I understand that the 265th successor to my chair is going to spend his last week in the office of St. Peter. That means that our Holy Father, we need to keep praying for him, because it's not easy what he does. It's not an easy decision that he's making. And we also pray that the next successor to my chair will continue the glory of God and continue the work that has been begun by our God in the church. And so we pray for our Holy Father, as today in the Eucharistic prayer will be the last time on a Sunday that we'll mention his name in the Mass. And we pray for whoever the next Holy Father is, that he may continue to follow the work of Jesus and the promise that's been left to us. Now, my friends, you might be saying, "Peter, that's so easy. So easy for you to say, you should believe in Jesus, you should believe in his transforming love because you saw it." Well, my friends, to you, I say, you get to see that same change every single week. When the priest takes the bread and wine, calls down the Holy Spirit to change it, and then lifts it up, Jesus' face is made present to you. He is changed right here every single day. We see that transfiguration and we encounter his love. And the Eucharist is not the only thing that we see changed when we celebrate. We are also changed. Just like James and John and myself were changed by that encounter on the mountain that day, all of us who gather here to pray at the Eucharist, we're changed. Because we bring all of our prayers and our hopes and our desires and our sinfulness and our brokenness and our longing for the Lord, we bring it to him. And we say, "Lord, here you go." And he takes all of that. He takes all of us. And he changes it. Makes us whole. And then he gives himself back to us in the Eucharist. The Transfiguration was a powerful moment. The Eucharist is a powerful moment. It continues the saving work of our Lord. It is the same kind of change that happened when James and John and myself were on top of the mountain and Moses and Elijah shone. The same thing happens here when we celebrate Eucharist, because Jesus becomes present in our midst and we gather with all the angels and saints to proclaim his glory. And so, my friends, the Transfiguration is a foreshadowing of the heavenly banquet. Right here in the Eucharist is a foreshadowing of the heavenly banquet. Our God loves us. He wants the world to know that his chosen Son is here and that we shall listen to him. May God bless all of you. May you be changed like James and John and myself were at the Transfiguration. And may the glory of God continue to shine in your heart now and forever, so that one day the banquet of our God can be made known to all of us as we celebrate in eternity in heaven.